Hey, it's Sean Fennessy, one of the hosts of the Prestige TV podcast. HBO's Barry is back for a fourth and final season, and that means I'll be back recapping the show with co-creator and star Bill Hader to dive deep on the themes, scenes, and major moments in the series. Bill will provide insight into how every episode was made and why it's ending. New Prestige TV Barry recaps will go live every Sunday night when the episode ends, so make sure you're subscribed to the Prestige TV podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Hundreds Podcast. It's yours truly, Raheem Palmer, a.k.a. The Rostradamus. And as always, y'all know how it's going down. It's been a couple days since we did a Hundreds episode. I missed you guys. Hopefully you guys missed me as much as I missed you guys. But that's neither here nor there. The NBA Finals starts tonight. I'm excited. I know you guys are excited. So we're going to get to it right now. We are 50-37-1. Plus $862. We went on a nice little run, but hopefully we can keep it going. Doesn't matter how we started. It just matters how we end. So let's get to it. For our first pick, we're going to go with the Denver Nuggets series price. -1.5. That line opened up at about 150. It is up to -175 right now. It's a little steeper than I want it to be, but I still love it. Basically, you're asking for the Denver Nuggets to win this series, not in seven games, which I think is really, really possible. I expect them to win this. I think this is going to be a short series, but I like to give myself that margin of error. Give myself room to breathe. You know, a lot of people want to lay the 2.5. I personally don't want to lay the 2.5 just because I want to pay the proper respect for Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra. But when you look at it, the Denver Nuggets are the superior team in this series. They have both the higher floor and the higher ceiling. They have a massive rest advantage against the Heat, who come off a grueling seven-game series where they came within one loss of blowing a 3-0 series lead. You guys have heard me mention it time and time again. Teams who come off a seven-game series are 33-53. That's just 38% in game one of the following series since 1988. Teams that win game seven are now 36-50. That's just 41% straight up in the following series altogether. So these teams coming off a seven-game series, I mean, they're at a massive disadvantage. I mean, you just saw the Boston Celtics. They look like they ran out of gas on their home floor. I think that can happen here with the Miami Heat. And they have to play in altitude. This is a really, really bad spot for game one and two. You look at the Denver Nuggets. They are first in offensive rating in the postseason. They're scoring 121 points per one to possessions in their 9 garbage time minutes per cleaning the glass. In Miami, they have no answers. And I mean no answers for Nikola Jokic, who was averaging 29.9 points per game, 10.3 assists, 13.3 rebounds throughout this series. You look at Bam Adebayo, good defensive player. But Jokic is 17-27 when defended by Bam Adebayo. That's 63% and 68% against the Heat. And 4 matchups between these two teams the last 2 seasons, according to NBA.com. I know what you're thinking. Miami Heat zone. Miami Heat culture. They might have flummoxed the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks at times, but the Denver Nuggets are the number one offense versus the zone in regular season and the postseason. Heat are just in a bad spot right here. I know the Heat can get hot from behind the arc. But, I mean, you look at this Denver Nuggets team. They do a good job at limiting three-point attempts. They allow the third lowest three-point attempts out of all the postseason teams. If Miami's shooting... If the Heat's shooting regressed throughout this series, I mean, you're asking Jimmy Butler to do a lot more. And I just don't think he's capable here. I'm going to back the Denver Nuggets. They should win this in 6 or less games. Denver Nuggets series price, -1.5. Be clear, this is the Hundreds Podcast presented by FanDuel. Head over to FanDuel Sportsbook right now to bet along with this all playoffs long. You can check out their great, and I mean great, same game parlay plus options, along with their dope, and I mean super dope, exclusive markets like first player to score 10 points, number of dunks, and even the largest comeback. And make sure you take advantage of their great offers and boosts each and every night. So download the FanDuel app today and start making every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one Sportsbook. 21 and up and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER because hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with the Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 if you're in Arizona. If you're in Connecticut, call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Kansas, 1-800-522-4700. Louisiana, 1-877-770-STOP. Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Wyoming, 1-800-522-4700. Or if you're in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Now back to the hundreds. For game one of the NBA Finals, we like two totals. We like the Denver Nuggets, team total over 113.5. We like the Denver Nuggets, Miami Heat, over 218.5. As we highlighted in our series bets, the Miami Heat have no answers to slow down this Nuggets team on the offensive end of the floor. Heat are coming off that grueling 7-game series, and I think that leaves them vulnerable defensively. It should impact their ability to game plan for this series. It should impact their rotations. I just think they're in a tough spot here. Really tough spot. I expect the Denver Nuggets to get to about 120, 125 on their own. And I think the Miami Heat should be able to do the rest in terms of getting this total over. And historically, when you look at a road team coming off of Game 7, their opponents are 19, 15, and 2 to the over. So there's a small little edge there. The Heat are going to win tonight or are going to have a chance to win. They're going to have to keep up with the Nuggets offensively. So I like the Denver Nuggets. Miami Heat over 218.5. I also like the Denver Nuggets team total over 113.5. Take those two to the bank. We got one more. We got a prop for you tonight. You guys heard me on the Bill Simmons podcast last night. I spoke a lot about Michael Porter Jr. Well, I like Michael Porter Jr. over 2.5 made threes. That is juiced very heavily, -140. But the Heat have no one to defend Michael Porter Jr. You look at Max Strus, 6'5". Caleb Martin, 6'5". Tyler Hero, not playing game one. He's going to play in other games of this series. He's 6'5". Kyle Lowry, 6 feet. Jimmy Butler, 6'7". Highsmith, 6'7". Duncan Robinson, 6'7". Kevin Love, 6'8". Michael Porter Jr. is 6'10". Let's be real. He's going to shoot over top of these dudes. They running with kids like Mike Bivens, another bad creation. I mean, these dudes are just too little. Michael Porter Jr., over 2.5 made threes. I mean, this prop, it just feels too low. He's hit this prop in 6 out of the last 8 games in the postseason. And then you look at the Heat. They're going to put a lot of pressure on Jamal Murray. They're going to have to do something to defend Nikola Jokic. So I expect Michael Porter Jr. to go over 2.5 made threes. That's our show for today. Denver Nuggets. Series price, -1.5. Denver Nuggets team total over 113.5. Denver Nuggets Miami Heat over 218.5. And Michael Porter Jr. over 2.5 made threes. I'm Raheem Palmer, a.k.a. the Rostradamus. And as always, y'all know how it's going down.
This episode is brought to you by Lincoln in the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God, the world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.